Okay, moving on to old business. Our first item is conditional use number 2394 Wayne Development LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I got a motion.
Great.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2394 for Wayne Development LLC for a commercial storage facility with outside RV and boat storage within the AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks approval for a storage facility consisting of one self-storage and office building and outdoor RV and boat storage on approximately 14.34 acres. Two, there is a need for the use proposed by the applicant in this area of Sussex County. There are many nearby residential developments that prohibit the storage or parking of boats and RVs within them. This is an appropriate, convenient location that addresses the need for off-site storage of their boats and RVs. Three, the applicant has stated that access will be limited. As a result, the use will not have a substantial impact upon area roadways. Four, the project, with the conditions and stipulations imposed upon it, will not have an adverse impact upon neighboring properties or community. Five, the use has a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of residents in this area of Sussex County. Six, no parties appeared in opposition of this application. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to self-storage and storage of boats, boat trailers, should that be trailers?
Trailers, yeah.
Boat trailers, yeah. And RVs. No other storage of vehicles or equipment shall occur on the site. B, the facility shall be accessible on a 24-hour basis. The site shall be fenced and gated with electronic access. C, the perimeter of the site shall be fenced with a 6-foot-high fence with interwoven screening that screens the property from neighboring and adjacent properties and roadways. D, there shall be a 20-foot wide landscaping buffer between the outside of the fence and the adjacent residential properties to screen the use from those adjacent homes. The final site plan for this use shall show the location of this buffer, and it shall include a landscape plan for it. E, no sales or maintenance of boats or RVs shall occur on this site. F, all security lighting shall be downward screen so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, the use shall be subject to all DLDOT requirements regarding the entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. H, no hazardous material or fuel shall be stored on the property other than what may be in the tanks of the boats and RVs located on the site. I, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the site. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. J, no junk or unregistered boats, boat trailers, or RVs shall be stored on the site. K, the parking and storage areas shall be covered with a stabilized surface. The location and the type of this material shall be shown on the final site plan. L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2394 Wayne Development LLC for reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Okay. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Let the record show that I was not in the meeting when this hearing was held, but I have reviewed all the information, listened to the public hearing. And so I am prepared to vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. The next item is a change of zone, number 1991, Sycamore Chase expansion.
Mr. Chairman, Council is going to read this rather lengthy motion on my behalf since I have three to read tonight.
Okay, yeah, take a break.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. As Mr. Mears stated, this is his motion that the commission recommend approval of change in zone number 1991 for Sycamore Chase expansion for a change in zoning from AR1 to an MRRPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently zoned AR1 and it is adjacent to the existing AR1 subdivision known as Sycamore Chase. The developer is seeking to expand that subdivision, but with a variety of housing types, including single family homes and townhomes. The MRRPC application supports this variety of housing types. Two, the MRRPC will be integrated into the existing Sycamore Chase development, and there will be two interconnecting roadways between the MRRPC and the existing subdivision. Three, the proposed development will have no more than 176 dwellings, consisting of 176 single-family lots and townhomes on 74.12 acres. The net density is 2.37 units per acre, which is close to the allowable density in AR1 and significantly less than the maximum density permitted in the MR zoning. Four, the MRRPC is consistent with the development trend of the area. That includes MR, GR, and C1 zoning in both single-family homes and townhomes. It is also similar to the densities of nearby communities. Number five, central water and sewer will be provided by or to the MRRPC by a publicly regulated utility. Six, the MRRPC is located near Route 26 and the commercial corridor there. This is an appropriate location for this MRRPC and the expansion of the Sycamore Chase and the variety of housing types that are proposed. Seven, with the conditions and stipulation placed on it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. This project will also maintain approximately 36 acres of open space. This represents 48% of the entire site. Eight, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in the coastal area. Development such as this MRRPC is appropriate in this area according to the plan, which permits residential development with a mix of housing types. Nine, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. And 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 176 dwelling units consisting of single family homes and townhomes. B, a homeowners association or condominium association shall be formed to provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair and replacement of buffer, stormwater management facilities, streets, amenities, and other common areas. Alternatively, this project shall be annexed into the existing Sycamore Chase community and homeowners association to provide for this maintenance and repair. C, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. D, the RPC shall be served by central water and sewer provided by a publicly regulated utility. E, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. F, interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. There shall also be sidewalks on at least one side of the streets within the RPC. The streets and sidewalks shall be interconnected with the streets in Sycamore Chase to provide for vehicular and pedestrian movement between them. G, the development shall be served by its own on-site amenities, including a clubhouse and swimming pool. All amenities shall be completed in accordance with sections 99-21 and 115-194.5 of the county code. H, a 30-foot-wide vegetated or forested buffer shall be established along the entire perimeter of the site, except for the common boundary with the existing Sycamore Chase subdivision or where wetlands or the tax ditch exist. This buffer shall increase to 50 feet in the area where the development borders any land in agricultural use. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located at least 10 feet from the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. Signage identifying this perimeter buffer as a non-disturbance area shall be installed along the buffer at 300-foot intervals. I, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. J, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management facilities and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. K, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan confirming all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas and the forested areas that would be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. L, construction site work grading and deliveries of construction materials shall only occur from Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on Saturdays between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site concerning, during construction. M, during site work and initial home construction, all dumpsters, roll-off containers, or similar containers for trash and construction debris shall be covered to eliminate trash and construction materials from blowing across this property or onto neighboring and adjacent properties. N, the applicant shall obtain all necessary amendments to tax ditches and their rights-of-way necessary for this project prior to final site plan approval. O, the final site plan and the recorded governing documents for this development shall include the agricultural use protection notice. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots or units until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied and approved by Sussex County, supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning, and R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
A second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1991, Sycamore Chase expansion, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Next item is change of zone number 1997, Waste Management of Delaware Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1997 for Waste Management of Delaware Incorporated for a change in zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurant offices, and vehicle service stations. Two, this property is located along Trussum Pond Road, a short distance from Route 13, one of the most heavily traveled roads in Sussex County. This is an appropriate location for C3 zoning. Three, this parcel is in an area where there are many businesses and commercial zonings and uses. All of the land on the north side of Trussum Pond Road from 13 to Old Stage Road, except for this property, is zoned C1. All of the land on the south side of Trussum Pond Road is also zoned Z1. This property should be rezoned to C3 for consistency with the surrounding area. Four, the property is intended as an expansion of the applicant's uses that currently exist on its adjacent C1 property just to the west of this site. Five, this property is located in the developing area according to the current Sussex County land use plan. This proposed commercial zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Six, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. Eight, the future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of a change of zone number 1997, Waste Management of Delaware Incorporated, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Okay, referring back to our two public hearings this evening, the first one being subdivision 2022-26, Bellinger subdivision, formerly known as Warrington.
Any further discussion on this? No. Okay, please. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer 2022-26, Bellinger subdivision, formerly known as Warrington property, for further consideration.
I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-26, Ballinger subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? K, Carried, thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2401 OA Sundance Club LLC.
Any conversation or discussion?
No problem at all with this. I mean, it's a better plan, it's a better program.
Yeah.
I'm fully supportive of this.
Yeah, we don't regulate architecture, but the previous application was, this one is significantly better.
Oh, I think everybody agrees with that. It's, yep. It fits the neighborhood better. It's, yeah, it's yep. better all in almost all respect, any respect you can think of.
Agreed.
Just because I want workforce housing doesn't mean I want, you know, stacked apartment buildings.
No, we get that.
Yeah.
We get
in the middle
that.
Of
and, yeah,
residential
yeah,
areas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to make a motion to defer conditional use 2401 OA Sundance Club LLC for further consideration.
Second.
The move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2401 OA Sundance Club LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the day. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any parting words of wisdom for us, any updates? Or
I actually do. So just real quick, we had a presentation to County Council, Mr. Lawson and I and Mr. Whitehouse, on Tuesday. You recall that you all and council sort of prioritized initiatives in terms of what we want to look at in the code. The one that came out with the highest priority that we'd tackle first was perimeter buffers. So we made a presentation to County Council. It's not on the agenda, so I'm not going to go on a huge discussion about it, or even much of a discussion. Summarize, it breaks down into treating it two ways. One, planted buffers where there's no woods, and then buffers where woods currently exist around the perimeter, and how do we preserve those existing woods within the buffer. And it also deals with removal of those existing woods with a five-year look back, and then there's consequences of that double density. If you take trees out, you got to put double the density of trees in and also plant some additional trees or preserve additional forest lands elsewhere. What Mr. Lawson printed and asked me to hand out, and I agreed to keep you all informed because this has sort of been a joint initiative, is the PowerPoint from that. So it goes over what we went through. So for your reading pleasure, what we think we're going to do is have, before we introduce the ordinance, basically come back to County Council and you all with sort of not an ordinance form, but just a narrative. This is what we're proposing. So it's more easily followed than what we'll have to amend, add, and delete in an ordinance, which gets clunky sometimes, you know. And then once we kind of get sort of some head nods on that, we'll put an ordinance form, introduce it, and run it through all the public hearings.
Great.
So
cool. That's awesome.
Yep.
Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. That's all I have besides.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Merry Christmas and happy holidays and
right.
Happy New Year. And
Merry Christmas to
this
all.
This is the end of a long tradition of Thursday nights. So when
that's right. Yeah, this is the last Thursday night meeting until we change the day back to Thursday. Which in another 45 years from now, somebody else will be doing that.
Thursday night football. This is a wonderful thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Merry Christmas.